Good morning. It's 8:30 on a Monday morning, and that means it's time for Monday with the Mayor. I'm Scott Pohl, and our mayor on the program today is Nick Proctor of Howell. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Scott.
Good
Thanks for having
on the show.
Me. Thank you.
Welcome from Howell.
Yes.
What's going on in Howell? Tell us about some of the news you might have in Howell these days.
A lot's going on. We're particularly proud that for the second time in the last 3 years, Howell's been named one of the top 10 main streets in the United States.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's quite prestigious, as I understand. The Main Street program, Howell's been a member since, I believe, 2005, and it helps small businesses. It helps on historical renovations of the downtown area, the downtown district. And it does a lot of event planning. So the Main Street program has done a lot of good stuff. We have a program in the summer called Rock the Block, where we bring three or four bands into town and set them up at local establishments. And people can go around and listen to different genres of music.
Fun.
It is fun. We do a lot of different things. We just implemented, the Main Street Board implemented a food truck rally. Now, I never knew food trucks were that popular, but apparently they are. And they come in, and I think the last time we had it, in September, we had about 25 trucks of different foods. It was really good.
Is an attractive downtown one of your goals then? And if so, how do you achieve it?
It is. One of our main goals is to keep our downtown vibrant. We're very proud that we have one of the lowest vacancy rates in the state of Michigan. We have a very vibrant small business community. We had a small business just opened in October, November, called Aberrant Ales. It's a micro brew, and we're very proud of welcoming him into the city. So we want to keep that town vibrant and active, and so far we've been fairly successful.
If you have a low vacancy rate, are you at or near the point where you need more space downtown for more businesses?
No, I don't think so. There is probably a tipping point somewhere in there that I think we're right there where we want to be. We don't want to oversaturate it a bit. And there is a finite space in our historic downtown district, so we really don't want to expand that too much. But as long as we keep that vibrancy and a good, vibrant small business presence, we're doing well.
We're joined this morning by Nick Proctor, Mayor of Howell. Good morning again, Nick.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been mayor?
Been mayor about 3 years now.
Okay. Were you on the council before that?
I was. I was on the council, and due to the quick resignation of our former mayor and then Mayor Pro Tem, we were kind of in a leadership vacuum, so we kind of fell in and filled the vacuum.
Okay. Is the mayor selected by the other council members in Howell? Is that how it works?
When we have a resignation, it is, but the mayor is subject to the vote of the people every 2 years.
Okay. And there's also a city manager in Howell.
There is. We have a council city manager form of government set up by our city charter. Council sets essentially the policies, the strategy of the city, where we're going, what we're doing, and we hire a city manager to implement tactically what we set out to do.
All right. One thing we do on Monday with the mayor is ask the mayors to send us some photos, and we'll post them to our website and our Facebook page later today. I wanted to talk about a couple of the photos, though, because they're kind of fun. One is the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Cello Restaurant. Being a classical music radio station, I think our listeners would like to know that there's a restaurant called Cello in Howell.
There is. I'm not sure. It's meant to go after the instrument, but an Italian liqueur, I think it was named
after. Oh, is that right?
Yes. We have a lot of ribbon cuttings when new businesses come to town, thanks to our Main Street program that we discussed earlier. Mm-hmm. And we have a very, very vibrant and active Howell Area Chamber of Commerce that helps small businesses and large businesses like Thai Summit, Pepsi Bottling in Howell. And we have ribbon cuttings when new business is owning. And Cello's opened up where the old Diamonds restaurant used to be. And Diamonds moved down to the corner of Michigan and Grand River, owned by Adam Merkel. It's his restaurant, and it's very popular.
There's also a photo of musicians. I assume it's maybe from the series of concerts you mentioned earlier.
I don't recall the specific one. It very likely it was from, yeah. from that. The Livingston Arts Council has, in the summer, a concert at the courthouse every Friday afternoon and early evening. And that's another arts event that we're happy to host in the city of Howell.
And one of the other ones, the other photos that I wanted to bring up is the downtown area during the holiday season. Howell really goes all out for the holidays.
We do. We decorate the lampposts. We have store decorating contests done through our Main Street program. Mm. We award first and second place, a People's Award, the Mayor's Award. And, of course, it's all topped off the day after Thanksgiving by the Fantasy of Lights Parade. I don't know, if Scott, if you've been there with your family, but it is an event. It usually attracts 45, 50,000 people lining Grand River.
Wow.
And we have usually 50, 60, 70 floats that are all decorated for the season. Of course, Santa Claus makes an appearance.
Nice.
And it's great for kids.
Well, you have a lot of festivals in Howell. I thought I'd rattle a few of them off and let you talk about them. The one that I have always found to be most intriguing, but I will confess I've never gotten down there for, is the Balloon Festival. You have an enormous Balloon Festival every year.
Yeah. It's held, I believe, the last weekend of June every year. Of course, we always pray for good weather for the balloons to go off. And I believe we've done it for 33, 34 years. I think this year's going to be our 34th or 35th year of hosting the Michigan Challenge Balloon Fest, where balloonists come from all around the country to compete in this balloon challenge.
Are there people who are balloonists in or near Howell? Is that maybe kind of how it got started?
There is. There's a lot through southeastern Michigan, believe it or not, that are avid balloonists. And I think the furthest we had was someone from California came in to compete a couple of years ago. But we normally will draw from the Midwest region. We normally see people from Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio coming up mm-hmm. to participate.
You said compete. Is it a competition?
It is. It's a sanctioned competition.
Is it a race?
Not a race, but more of skill. One of the competitions is early morning, I call it a beanbag drop, where they fly into the central place and drop a beanbag at an X.
And at target.
At a target, and the closest one will win that event. So it is a competition.
Melon Fest comes up every year, too. Tell me
Melon
about
Fest
Melon
in
Fest.
August. We have a hybrid melon that was developed years ago, and we celebrate that melon for Melon Fest. That's sponsored by our Howell Area Parks and Recreation, which does a lot of good stuff for our community. And we closed down Grand River for that again. We have all kinds of arts and melons to buy, arts to see. And it's a lot of stuff for kids and families.
What is the legend of Sleepy Howell, not Sleepy Hollow?
No. It's Legends of Sleepy Howell.
What is that?
That, again, is sponsored by our Howell Area Parks and Recreation. And we do shut down Grand River for an evening around Halloween. And this is a kid event, no doubt. They all dress up. Even their parents come and dress up in costumes. A lot of our businesses in downtown will set up stands to give out candy. And we have arts and stuff in town as well.
What are the biggest challenges or problems you might be facing in Howell these days?
Well, the biggest challenge is municipal finance, and I'd be surprised that any...
We hear that a lot on Mondays with the mayor.
I thought you would. I'd be surprised if not every community in Michigan is fiscally challenged, and Howell, being a full-service community, is no different. With the 2008 recession, we've lost on aggregate about 13% from our general fund revenues. Now, that's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a remarkable job. Our city manager, Shay Charles, and our staff have done a remarkable job on keeping the city going, looking good. We're reducing staff, shared services. We, for instance, share our IT services with the city of Brighton. And reducing costs. But it's come to a point where we're not investing in the infrastructure that we should be. So each community's got to grapple with that, and we're grappling with that now.
In our last minute, what are you most proud of in Howell?
Well, I'm proud of I'm just proud of our citizens, the city. We are a very welcoming community. Our businesses are fantastic, and they contribute. The large companies really contribute to the city with donations and on events. Our Chamber of Commerce is spectacular. Our Main Street DDA program is fantastic, and we have a very effective city council that has some visions and moving the city forward. So I'm very proud of the city of Howell, top to bottom.
Sounds like a lot going on.
There is.
Great. Well, listen, it's been great having you here this morning. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick Proctor is mayor of Howell, and you've been listening to Monday with the Mayor on 90.5 WKAR.